This is an ABC 10 News update.
I'm Jennifer Kastner in the ABC 10 News studio. Water rates will increase next year. Today, the San Diego County Water Authority Board approved a 5% hike starting in 2023. The agency cited inflation and rising energy costs. State, regional, and local leaders also came together to urge Californians to conserve water as the state continues to endure a drought. New water restrictions are already in place in San Diego that limit outdoor use. The state of California will have to retool its gun control laws after today's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 6-3 vote, the court's conservative majority struck down New York's law, which required that residents have proper cause to carry a concealed handgun outside of the home. California has a similar law on the books, which is now unconstitutional. But State Attorney General Rob Bonta says that the state can still pass a law to specify places where concealed firearms cannot be carried and clarify the qualification for carrying a concealed weapon. And a sea lion is back in the water tonight after turning up in an unusual place. The pregnant sea lion popped up on the Omni La Costa golf course this morning. SeaWorld believes that she got there by traveling for 3 miles up the lagoon from the ocean. SeaWorld's rescue team was able to corral her and take her to the Carlsbad State Beach, where she returned to the ocean. She appeared to be in good health and should be able to give birth when the time comes. And ABC 10 News meteorologist Leah Pizzetti is here with a look at the hot weather that we have in store. Leah.
Yeah, Jennifer, certainly summer is here and we'll feel that this weekend heading into Friday. It's going to be above average across the map. So coastal areas are going to stay in the 70s. That'll be the place to catch some relief. 80s and 90s for inland valleys and mountains. Triple digits in store for our desert communities for Friday.